Mohammed is a high school dropout who drives a motorcycle taxi known as an Okada to get by. Rebels killed his father during the decade-long civil war that began in 1991. Mohammed says he was previously being sponsored as a high school student by Catholic priests in the northern town of Kabbalah. But when they recently returned to Europe, he says he had no choice but to look for money to survive. Riding a motorcycle he rents, he makes a few dollars a day. But he says it is not enough to pay for school fees. With textbooks and school supplies, these can run to more than $100 per year.
I am saving the money, but the money will not enough. So the time I pay the fee, how can I support myself again? And the money will less, so no way. So I always strike for my feeding and clothe myself, take care of my health.
A former student comes into the office of school administrator Victor Campbell looking for his results. Campbell says results from the last school year were some of the worst in the country's history, and he's still trying to find out why.
These are some of the questionnaire I put across for the poor performance of candidates. So I try to prepare some questions that at least we'll know from everybody, not only the teachers, the general public, education officials, principals, and even the students. So that we'll see why do we have such a very poor result. So that at least when I'm trying to compile them, so that we'll find a way forward.
Until he gets his answers, though, Campbell, the exam controller for Northern Sierra Leone, is putting most of the blame on students.
The pupils, of course, they are not actively engaged in their academic work. They don't study. In fact, one of the complaints we have from the various principals, I'm sure if they are going to school and they're concentrating on their studies, they would have done better.
But students, like here at the Sierra Leone Muslim Brotherhood, blame teachers. They say teachers do not really teach in class, and that they sell class notes, so only those who have extra money can buy the material needed to pass exams. One 18-year-old female student in her final school year says it is very challenging to stay in school and succeed.
The teachers, some teach, some do not teach properly. It is very difficult. We are thinking about this and poverty. Most of our parents do not provide for us materials. So that's why it's so difficult if you come to school. If the teacher did not teach, if you don't have money to buy books, it is difficult for you to go through your exam and pass.
History teacher Aime Kamara acknowledges poorly paid teachers try to make extra money off students. He says a compromise should be found so children can learn and teachers can earn a living.
Sometimes some teachers print pamphlets. They only dish out these pamphlets and collect the monies, but they fail to go into those pamphlets so that they can explain the difficulty areas for the children. And if that happens, then the children, of course, will not be able to get anything out of it.
Despite all these challenges, there are success stories. Al Hassan Kamara is a second-year student at McKenney's Fatima Institute. When he was 9, he saw rebels execute his father, a diamond miner, in front of him. He fled to refugee camps in Guinea, where he went to classes taught by aid workers.
It's because of my effort in school, because I was clever in school, so someone go for me in Guinea and brought me back to Salem.
Now a friend in McKenney, an Okada driver, helps him pay his school fees.
He knows that in future, if he helps me, I ought to help him because I'm very clever in my book, yeah. He too wants to go to school, but because there's no support, he has to help me so that not both of us will not sit down like that. Let me go further, and I will help him in return later.
Even though he is succeeding, Kamara says it is a constant struggle.
Looking to our higher institutions, they are making things difficult. The exams are very tedious. No one others to go ahead. For the school fees, very, very high. So there's a need to change all the system so that people will be more in schools, not less. There should be a lot of scholarship grants to students so that there will be further more intellectuals in the country.
Kamara also complains that elites send their children to study abroad rather than trying to improve their country's schooling system.
The ministers, the president's people, they are all taking their children out to go and learn there and live in this country. So there's a need for a change in the education system here. They are making their own children more rich in education and leaving others, the low people, and that's not fine for the development of a country.
Kamara says he believes his own father would be proud of him.
He normally beat us to go to school. And when I was troublesome at that age, he taking for me, trying to chase me to school. But I was stubborn. But now I realize that what he was doing, it was very nice for me.
Kamara says his grandparents were illiterate, and that despite the poverty and war of his generation, he is already much more educated than they were, which is what he hopes for all Sierra Leoneans. Nico Columbans, VOA News, McKinney, Sierra Leone.